And now call the board back in session, please. Next case.
Case number 11,237, Pamela Grew, north of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, east of Cleveland Avenue, being lot 11, block 4, within Cape Windsor Development. Tax map is District 533, map 20.18, parcel 130. A variance from the rear and side yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Karen Schaefer, 2012 Calmeo Road, Bel Air, Maryland, 22015.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Erin Schaefer. I'm the daughter of the owner, Pamela Grew, of the property known as 38807 Cleveland Avenue, located in the development of Cape Windsor and Selbyville. Pamela Grew has owned this property since 2008. Pamela Grew is respectfully requesting a variance of 3.2 feet from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for placement of a new construction HVAC platform and unit, and a variance of 5 feet from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for a screened porch. As stated, the property is located in Cape Windsor, and the current double-wide home located on the property is almost 40 years old. The home sustained damage from Hurricane Sandy and needs to be replaced. The foot plan of the proposed dwelling is this in the same location as the existing dwelling. I have made copies of the survey showing the existing dwelling and copies of the survey showing the proposed dwelling. I can pass them out. Cape Windsor is a dense residential development with most lots being 50 feet wide by 90 feet long. The proposed dwelling will remain at the same distance from the side yard as the existing dwelling. The proposed dwelling will also be raised several blocks to protect the home against another storm and the HVAC becoming submerged again. The proposed dwelling is no larger than the existing dwelling, and the rear yard variance will allow room for parking in the front of the dwelling, as well as create a buffer from the street for safety reasons. Should the proposed dwelling need to be moved over to the southeast side of the property, the dwelling would lose almost all but one parking spot. Additionally, the neighborhood prohibits street parking. Several homes on the street have been granted similar rear yard variances. This variance would allow a screened porch similar to the other homes on the street and would afford the same water views as the other homes without an obstruction and would keep the conformity of the neighborhood. We have spoken to the HOA president of Cape Windsor regarding these variances, and there were no objections. In conclusion, the narrowness of the lot and its potential for flooding yields to the uniqueness. The lot is only 50 feet wide. The property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the county zoning ordinances. The variances are necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the difficulty was not created by Pamela Grill. The variances will not alter the character of the neighborhood or impair the use of adjacent properties. The proposed dwelling is similar in size, look, and placement of most of the neighborhood. The variances will allow the proposed dwelling to be 15 feet from the bulkhead like the adjacent properties. The variances are the minimum that will afford relief. And Pam, is everything that I said true, the best of your knowledge? Okay, thank you, and I'll take any questions.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
If you're a driveway, you're parking on the side, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You only have to be 5 feet in the front. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're 11 point?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, why would you not move that up?
It's very, very close to the road. And there's currently where how the house sits right now, there's a bedroom there. And for parking and for safety issues, nobody ever wants to take that bedroom. It's very close to the close to the road. So we have chosen to push it back for safety reasons to get it away from the road. And the house is currently a four-bedroom house. We're proposing to put on a four-bedroom house. Right now we only have parking for two cars. So we would also have the ability to add another car, possibly a fourth car, with this setup.
Well, most of your houses alongside of you, lot 12 and lot 10, are they 5-foot setbacks?
They are, but they're further back. They're 5 foot setback by code, but they go farther back towards the rear of the property as well. The setup of this is consistent. I mean, if you drive down the road, everybody's house pretty much sits in the same spot to the left and has the screened-in patio and parking to the right, all up and down the entire street.
Thank you. Excuse me, Mr. Workman.
No questions.
And I have no further questions. Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, have one letter, too.
You have a letter? Do you want to just highlight?
It's actually a letter of no objection to the variance. It's they were making sure that there was no changes in the application. Once they were told that there was not, looks as though there may be a variance for the platforms. All are okay with me. I would have no reason to protest. However, they just wanted to make sure there was no changes in the application, and that was from a David Pickett or a Dave Pickett.
All right. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
You're okay with it then?
Yeah. He's okay with it.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Where were they? Next door?
Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant's done a very good job in addressing the standards for granting a variance. There's certainly a uniqueness because the property is already developed. There's a driveway there that's established, and I think that it's established that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It's got a 40-year-old home they want to replace. Obviously not created by the applicant. This is the way this development has been developed, and certainly won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. They're asking for a minimum to afford relief, and I make a motion that we approve case number 11,237.
Excuse me, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,237. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,237 is approved.
Thank you.
You're welcome.